truth. Wake up.
Wake up, love.
You should make the night, but see your little lights alive. Can you not see that little light up there?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. Sorry I was late.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? I'll do the intro now. Came in late. Looking for a parking spot. Good job on you, street sweeping in Somerville. You know, it keeps the streets clean, but it prevents me from finding a spot in the exact place that I want it. You know, and then the timing's all off after that. Right there. Oh, yeah. This is a dope lemon. In the background there, Kate Bush. Just kind of played on a whim because I saw a Kate Bush song was playing beforehand. Definitely dig into her discography. It is great. Anyway, great show for you today. We're going to keep it really chill. This is also one of those days, too, that the temperature is perfect outside. You don't need to do anything. Inside, outside, it's the same. However, inside the studio, we've got the air conditioner running. So you're going to hear that in the background. And it also just means the studio is, like, slightly colder than it should be. Which, like, if there's one place that you want to just, like, get me, it's like running a machine heedlessly. That's right. That is, like, maybe number one pet peeve for me is, like, someone just turns something on and it's on and it's not doing anything. The classic one is the bathroom fan when you're, like, not taking a shower or it doesn't need to be, like, air circulating or anything like that. Just that on. That's how you get me. That's how you get me. Let's jump in here.
I never wish for you to go. Come home soon.
hands on me. I stay, I move to change the view of where it leads. I've been staring at a road.
streets, it's appealing to see. You won't get out the county cause you're bad and free. We're gonna close down this small town with your sound. You're in the blink, gonna bite the dust. Can't fight with us with your sound. You kill the ink, so don't stop. Get it, until you chatter, had it. Watch the way I navigate, ha, ha, ha. Windmill, windmill for the land. Turn forever hand in hand. Take it all in on your stride. It is sinking, falling.
What's up? Gonna cut right in here and say you're listening to WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. It's 91.5. Tufts Freeform Radio. What did we play? Yeah, Home Soon by Dope Lemon is the name of that song. We stayed up all night. I love that song by Tourists. I literally just came across it right now. Road by Lane 8. Feel Good Inc. is a cover by Phylus, and the person singing there was Lissa. It's an Australian band. Big time shout out to Australia. You guys got a lot going on down there. Triple J, amongst other musical outlets. Those guys making those weird movies, you know? Them. A lot of cool stuff down there. Really relaxed feel. I heard about that whole constitutional amendment that got failed, The Voice. I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what it was, but it seems like that was the right thing, I guess, to enshrine... I have no idea. Boy, I tell you what. Commenting on other people's politics is something that I'll only do if it's Canada. I feel like the stakes are a lot lower to be out here and being like, you know, here are my thoughts on Trudeau. Person I see drinking like a Molson, you know? That's one of those things that's, I feel very entitled to talk to Canadians. I'm going to say this just straight up. This is a story from... I had an old job. I was working in Texas, South Texas, so not even like Texas that you've been to, just the Texas that only some people have been to. And I was working, and I got an email site-wide that was just like, hey, we want to welcome our new director of operations. His name was Hal. It's not exactly his last name, but his last name was like Hal McNally, which like Hal is a dead ringer for like... Canadian, all right? And I say this with two really good friends named Hal that are 100% not Canadian, but you know, one's from Cleveland and one's from New Hampshire, so you're getting pretty close. Anyway, I get all excited. I'm like, hey, here's this guy that maybe I'm going to be able to talk about hockey. I go over to his office. Mind you, director of operations is like four or five levels above me. Just burst right in, and I'm like, hey, man, are you like... You like from Winnipeg or something? And he goes, no, I'm from South Carolina. And I was really bummed out. I was like, Hal, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I was getting a Canadian friend here. And he's like, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Also, what are you talking to me for? So anyway, I left. Our relationship was not soured. His coffee table sits in my house to this day. He got rid of a coffee table. I was right there to swoop in. And get it, you know, kind of the furniture scavenger that I am at times. So there you go. Thank you, Hal. Best wishes to you. The last place I know that you were is Pensacola. Pensacola, Florida. You know, so I hope you're out there, and maybe you're into hockey now. I don't know. Cool. Got a good set coming up here, including the one I'm about to play. Thanks for listening.
Laughing at your jokes like an actress. So funny, pouring up my heart on your mattress. Like honey, yeah, I say I'll give you all I got, but then again I leave after breakfast. Full tummy, tying up my laces, kiss your pretty face and I'll be on my way. Put in my shades and give you another wave. Bye bye, it's getting late. Do I look too cool? Do I look too cool? On my bicycle, on my bicycle, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll say I'll give you all I got, but I never come around when it's still sunny. I'm tying up my leg. Faces, kiss your pretty face and I'll be. I'm sorry, I will. Oh, oh, oh. Do I look too cool? Do
till it hurts. Have I been on your mind? What's a voice without a sound? Something in your head you've been fighting all along.
Hey, listen to WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate, and the name of this show is Fast and Loose. It's 10:37. I'm going to call in 855-915-9636. That's 915-WMFO. If you can tell me if the food court at the Everett Costco is open, go ahead and just drop me a line. Send me a text. I'm going to be over at the Home Depot tonight, and I'm looking to maybe slide right into that Costco. Grab some pizza. And it'd be great if I don't walk in there looking like an idiot. It's like one of those things. We live in this world of information, but nobody could tell me right now if a store that's less than 2 miles away from where I currently am, if their food court is open. Costco's not out here, like, updating social media, you know? And you can dig down deep on, like, you know, the Everett Reddit. Nothing on there either. Anyway. We listen to Bicycle. That's also a Phylus song. I'm sorry. I was messing around on my computer. And that was me. I'm not going to blame the top-notch technology here at WMFO. That was me screwing around. That's why that song got paused there and something got played, and then I came back. Bonus points if you know what song got played in the middle there. It's not a song I'll play, you know, here. It wasn't one I meant to play for any playlist, but anyway. Then Klein, Water Flow, and then, for all the people out there, played Raw Sugar by Metric. That's a song that is from the album Grow Up and Blow Away, which is from 2005. Gosh, I love that album so much. My wife and I were painting our house, one of our rooms, and we were playing some music, and we got into a conversation about, like, what are the canonical songs of college for us? Now, obviously, there's songs like, and I'm going to say this for all everybody out there, like Mr. Brightside, that have kind of, like, surpassed that era. Like, I mean, that song came out when I was in high school, but, like, it's meaningful and being played, like, all over the place now, you know? So it's not like that's mine or that's people who were in undergraduate at that time. But I would say this about Metric. Certainly those earlier Metric albums, Grow Up and Blow Away and Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Those are, like, canonical songs. That playing those songs is going to take you back. Also mentioned bands like Block Party, Mates of State. These are all, like, if we all got together again for a reunion, which happens a lot. I got a lot of friends from college that live up here, and a lot of certainly, like, friends that I listen to music with in college. Anton, I know you're out there listening, and your mind is turning over. What are the canonical songs, as in, not only songs that were great that came out when we were in college, but also songs that were, like, very much of that time? That revisiting them pulls back some nostalgia that might not be necessarily associated with other kind of songs. Like, oh yeah, Party in the USA came out when we were in college. It's not like that's pulling in, like, a significant amount of nostalgia. It's a song you hear at weddings, and it's great, and that's the end of it. Does Taylor Swift, any Taylor Swift song occupy this, or they've been just kind of played so much that, yes, it's the Eras Tour, but all eras are just the Taylor Swift era, and anytime you play Taylor Swift, you're just playing Taylor Swift. You're not being pulled back into anything. It's a nice thing about indie rock. We're not popular enough to sort of have any kind of, widespread acceptance. Therefore, bands become ours, and then they stay ours forever. That is why I like to listen to the music that I listen to. Part of the appeal is that not everyone else is listening to it. Oh yeah, I'll 100% admit that. Anyway, let's get back to that music. Maybe you have heard it, maybe you haven't. Jump right back in. Thanks for listening. Be right back in.
So tell me what's wrong with
I want you to want me. we do.
Hey, I cut in here real quick because I forgot to read a PSA. Do you know about this? Somerville free hearty meals for all. Come build community over delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner includes vegetables along with the nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Ave in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everyone is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. Public service message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and heartymealsforall.org. I have gone to Hearty Meals for All. It is awesome. I would suggest doing it. If you don't know where that is, it's on College Ave, where the Somerville Baptist Church is. It's in their kitchen. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to not only give back to the community, but also meet a lot of folks that you would probably never meet. It's one thing to be able to, like, you know, cook meals for folks that are, like, housing insecure or hard up in any kind of way. It's another thing to be able to sit down and talk to them, get their story, tell them about you, and really feel like you're, you know, contributing not only, you know, material, but also like mentally. That's a big thing too, is feeling like a human is a huge part of getting back on your feet. So cannot recommend Hearty Meals for All. I'm going to be reading that one for a long time. The songs we had in that set, that was the backup. Bonobo is always backing me up here. Dark Days featuring Sylvanessa, you get that middle line there. Great show that they played over at the MGM that I went to with my wife. It was a lot of fun. Real Love Baby by Father John Misty and Superposition by Young the Giant. Do I have time for one more? I think I do. And I'm going to play this last one from Future Islands. Stick around because TK is here in studio for music you might otherwise miss. Really appreciate you listening to me here on Fast and Loose. Stay cool out there. Oh, also, one thing. I have to read this because he worked really hard on it. I can tell. We're talking about canonical songs from college. I have to read this list from Anton. He's got Arcade Fire, Wake Up, Animal Collective, My Girls, Phoenix, 1901, Vampire Weekend, A-Punk, Sleigh Bells, Real Real, 100% that song is a canonical song. Bon Iver, Skinny Love, also yes. M83, Midnight City, 100%. And then he's got Fleet Foxes and Grimes. We'd probably have to just say, I don't know. I would say Fleet Foxes, White Winter Hymnal. He didn't say this. And then I would say for Grimes, I don't know, probably something off the first album. Whatever that first song is, that first single by Grimes. Oh, gosh. What?
Oblivion?
Oblivion, yeah, 100% Oblivion. Yep, that's probably the first one. So that's, oh, yeah, I remember Grimes taking us all by storm with that one. So anyway, fantastic list, Anton. We are going to add to this, and one of these days we're going to do a canonical show of just like, these are the songs. All right, thanks for listening, and one more.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Got a great show lined up for you today. It'll include lots of new music recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Rooney, Jesus Jones, and Katie Lang. New tunes from David, Teammate, and Lunar Vacation, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Aquilo. This is Moving On here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.